24th, the Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting, Tuesday, August 18th. Mr. Hunter, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance, please? Oh, I need to call.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
And Mr. Detweiler and I are also present.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's start with our first area of public communications. I don't see anyone signed in. Does anyone want to speak? Okay, well, how about that?
Good timing.
Perfect timing.
Anyone have signed in?
Okay, Alice, if you'd like to state your name and I.
Okay, my name is Alice Baker. 13490 Charleston Chillicothe Road, South Stolen, Ohio, 43153. I have a couple of things that I'd like to talk about. First is, I think that the district needs to have a parent-student advocate of some sort that parents can go to when they have concerns, that can then go to the appropriate person. People are lost as to who to go to. And I've talked to numerous people. We had this meeting back in May that nothing has ever kind of come out of, where we had people come in and talk to us. That was an overriding thing that people were talking about. There's no one to go to. So I think if they had somebody that can kind of understand the process, the procedures of a school district, then that would be beneficial to the district. And that person would then report to the board, not to anyone else, because that becomes conflict. I think that would help tremendously as far as communication between parents and just the overall understanding or understood, and that there wasn't to. Second, I think something needs to change with the whole timing of the, what time kids are allowed in the buildings. I realize it was done in order to make it safer, but I believe it's going to make it more dangerous for students. Whenever you don't allow siblings to get in before 7:30, or 7:35, is it? 7:35?
7:35.
That then requires a student to wait, an older sibling to wait up here to drop their brother, sister, whatever off, get out of the parking lot, get back down there, park, and get in the other building within 10 minutes. That means they're going to be rushing, not paying attention, and I think it's more dangerous. I don't understand why we can't allow them in at 7:15, 7:20, something along those natures. I think it needs to change. I realize it was done in order to make it safer, but I think it's going to make it more dangerous. Another question I have is on exams. Does anyone here, board members, do you have any idea how much exams, what the last 9 weeks of your child's in the high school, how much it counts for their grade? Any idea?
I have to defer that.
I mean, just off of, do you know?
It was like 30, was it 30%?
It's 50%. The last 9 weeks is 50% of their grade. 50%. Over 2 days, exams, semester exam, and end of course exams, and a final exam, that's 40% of their final grade. I don't think the district wants to be judged off of 2 days, because if we judged off of last week, you'd fail. I'm sorry, you'd fail. Overall, I'd say you probably have a C, but if you went overall last year and then last week, it would be a failing grade. I don't think that's fair. I think you need to look at it. And last year, I realized somebody says, oh, the state of Ohio requires it. That's not true. That's simply not true. I've talked to the Ohio Department of Education. They do not require it to be 30%. They will, especially last year. They didn't even count them at all last year. Our district did. The state of Ohio did not. I've already talked to them. I think that that really needs to change and it should really be looked at. It's not fair to our students.
Okay. Thank you, Alice. Anyone else?
Yes.
My name is Brian Holbert, 3351 Payne Thompson Road in London. And I guess my biggest concern as a parent and question is, it seems like there's, I don't want to say unorganized, but maybe even a lack of communication. And what I mean by that is we get a phone call about an hour before the drug testing. And as parents that work, it's hard for us to try and make arrangements to get our kids there in time to get the drug testing done. Second of all, you know, we get the phone call, the one call, come to orientation on Thursday night. We get there, the schedules aren't done. So it kind of defeated the purpose for us to be there, because we're big supporters of the teachers. We want to meet them, let them know, you have anything, you question, call us. Anything you need, we'll help out the best we can. But it's something that we didn't get the opportunity to meet any of the teachers that the kids are going to be having this year. We had a pretty good idea, but then again, we go there and it was, I don't even know why we even had it. You know, the school bus, I can understand it's not ready, but that's not, neither here or there, but the more important thing was getting to know who our teachers were going to be and introduce ourselves. We also had two kids that are in the band. We had two kids that were down at band camp this year. Our concern was, we knew about what happened that morning because our kids were letting us know. We didn't get any communication from the school until Thursday night, which is 2.5 days later. As a parent, I would have liked to have known what would have happened from you guys, just from the school, not from my kids, because they're going to go off hearsay. They're going to go off what other kids are saying, not necessarily what the truth is. I know our kids were safe. I talked to Ms. Perkins. They were in good hands. But my concern is, and I don't know what you're able to say or not, because it is an investigation. I understand that. But even as a parent of having kids down there, I would have liked to have known, hey, everything's all good to go, because we don't know the intentions of this kid. I have no idea. We don't know if there's other kids involved. You know, I know some of the activities that they do at band camp. And one of them, they go out in the middle of the night for a bonfire. What his intentions were with the gun, I have no idea. Nobody really knows. But what's really concerning to me is at school, they're doing a roll call and asking for his, calling his name. So is there not a zero tolerance policy in effect? Because in my mind, he shouldn't be in school. You know, my concern is retaliation. You know, if he's there, who ratted on him? Small school. We can all find out very easily. You know, I know who did it. My kids are part of the band, so we all know. But my concern is, they're calling roll call, so why is he still in school? It is an extension of school. So if he's there, and he pulls a gun, has a gun, that, I'm sorry, there's no tolerance for that. You know? So, but my concern is, like I said, as a parent, we didn't find out 2 days later, when the entire school knew about it. No, there's parents calling us, hey, your kids are in the band, what's going on? They had no right to know. We did as parents that were down, that have kids down there. So.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No? Okay. We will move forward to the next session, to board work session.
I just have something real quick about Capitol Conference. It's coming up in November. It's going to be November 8th. It's the Sunday through Wednesday after the elections, November 8th through 11th. Plan on going. I heard this year they're going to have just as many sessions to go to, and the speakers that I've heard that they've been discussing about bringing out are going to be excellent speakers for us to listen to, as always.
They already have the schedule out, right? Of who, do they have the speakers?
I'm not sure if they have all the speakers buttoned up, but I know they have the sessions, and what's going to be that should be out soon if it's not already.
And just to let you all know too, we need to be pre-registered for that by August 28th, so we'll make sure that we are, and so then I'll need to know then who's all planning on attending, and how many rooms we need.
So will you send us an email on that, or do you want us to just individually let you know?
I can send it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. August 28th is your deadline now. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got 10 days.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anything else for board work session? All right. We'll move on to approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of anybody, that the minutes of the July 9th, 2015, and July 21st, 2015 meetings be approved as written.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley? Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, we will move on to financial treasures report.
Thank you, Mrs. Cooley.
Thank you.
For my treasures report, I do have a draft spending plan in place for fiscal year 16. If I can find those. The spending plan initially, what we have in place for the projections are what we had as the actuals last year. This is just initially to get us started because we have July information that actually can be entered. So our actual data for July can be entered. Apologize for that. So I did get it started. We will review it and adjust it and have more information in September. But I wanted to point out that in the cash flow analysis, we're following the same trend as what we have been in years past. The graph looks essentially the same from year to year. We just start out with a little less each year. We did do about $200,000 better last year than what we thought we were going to do, so that's a plus. But we still are deficit spending each month. And last year, it was to the tune of about $800,000 at the end of the year that we were deficit spending. So right now, the only adjustments that we'll probably make will be to the expenditure side with salaries. We had some people that have left through attrition, positions that weren't replaced. We have to adjust for the approved agreements, negotiated agreements. We had 1-1-1 in with the forecast for May that we were basing the information off of, and that's changed. So we'll adjust the expenditures. Also the HRA, we'll save a little bit there. So I don't see it being any worse than that. Revenue should be about the same. We're flat funded for our foundation funding for the year, so we know what we're going to get there. And the real estate, we know what that increase last year, and that should be roughly the same this year after real estate taxes. So the only adjustments we have to make is to the expenditure side, and I see that being a positive adjustment. So it should be better than what's here. And we'll have more information in September, along with information on our five-year forecast for October and our permanent appropriations and some other things. So, the other information I have, just a mention, we were approached by Walmart Logistics, James Murphy. He stopped into the board office just to let us know that the drivers in his area had selected Madison Plains to receive a donation, and they take a certain amount of time, and the miles that they drive in that amount of time earns so much per mile, and then that donation goes to a district that the drivers select, and the district that they selected in our area was Madison Plains.
Yay.
So we haven't received a donation yet, but they did reach out to us for our information and to let us know that we had been awarded that they had selected us for that donation. So I think that's great when somebody goes out of their way to select us out of surrounding districts. So
awesome.
And that's all I have for my report. Thank you.
Do they do that like once a year? Is that
I don't know. This is the first time we've been approached. It's the first that I've ever been aware of it going on. I think it's through Walmart Distribution there in Washington Courthouse. So, and there are plenty of other districts to choose from that they could have chosen. So
great.
That was pretty neat. They said a lot of their drivers drive by our district a lot. So.
All right.
Good things, obviously.
I can attest to that.
Good. All right. Thank you. Okay, we will move to Mr. Detweiler. We have to approve them.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the Treasurer that the June 2015 financial statements, those July 2015 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mrs. Fuller?
Yes.
Carried 5-3.
Okay, now with the missing debt letters section.
Just a couple notes before we jump into the items I have listed. Since mid-July, we've enrolled over 85 students. That's the most I've seen in 6 years.
That's great.
I don't know if that's indicative of our outreach program. We're trying to get new kids to come into the district. We've heard a lot of good things that people are enrolling. So we are starting to push some of our limits in some of our classes, and we've actually had to turn away a few kids that wanted to open enrollment. So we'll hear a little bit about that from some folks, but we'll keep things balanced here. A couple things. The building opening that one of the public commenters made, we are looking at that. There's actually, we've had some conversation with parents each of the last 2 days. They came to me or they came to one of the principals and talked to us. We're listening to that. We're looking at making possible some changes to make it easier for those students dropping off, students down here, to get back up to the high school. We wanted to see the first few days to see if we truly had a problem. We talked about, you know, nobody's tardy if they are, had to wait in line and things like that. So we have an understanding that we're kind of observing to see how we can improve it if we need to. As far as, I did want to talk briefly about the BAMCAM issue. We were at a conference when we heard about that, and immediately Dr. Ananger and I talked to the band director. He actually went down there and talked to parents. As soon as we knew what happened, and as soon as we knew from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office the information that was applicable to share, that's when we did it. I'm not going to release information prior to that as long as we know the children are safe. We knew that. We knew that if we put out the wrong information, that would not be good for us or the student or the other students. So we want to make sure that the information we put out was correct. So that's why there was a delay. I want to make sure everybody understood that. Also, we'll just jump right back into the regular report. That's all I'm going to talk about.
Thank you.
The AdvantiCorps. AdvantiCorps is the company that we hired to do an instructional audit, as they call it, of our entire district. This was to go hand in hand with our improvement process, as well as some of the folks we're talking to, for example, Liz Harms, who was the outside person that filled in for Trish last year. She's provided a report to us on what she thinks we can do to improve. These are their recommended action steps. Doesn't mean we're going to do every one of these. And behind that, you have this book. And this is what the administration is going to use to see what we can get into place as far as these action steps this year as well as next year, because it's a multi-year process to improve. But I just wanted to share with you the high-level items, and as we put together our action plan to address these, we'll share that with you. Okay? I'm not going to go through this in detail tonight. You can all read. It's public record. They have our strengths and weaknesses detailed in this report behind each one of those action steps, and there's a lot of work behind it. But a lot of it goes hand-in-hand with what we've already said we want to do in our improvement process, and they do that. So a lot of good things that we're going to use to help us move forward. I just wanted to share that.
You found that to be beneficial?
Absolutely. To be honest, I'm the only one that's read this so far, and I wanted to share this with you. The next step is the district administrative team will get copies of this, and then we'll be able to cruise through it and find the applicable sections to their world and pull out what they think they can incorporate into the improvement process for their building or their department.
And I saw some of the suggestions that they had on the sheet that went out, that, you know, is going to really help, especially with, you know, the principals and assistant principals that please write and try to do some of those improvements. Right.
Absolutely. So it was money well spent as long as we utilize it and incorporate it into our improvement process, which we want to do.
Do you think it gave us vision into areas that we weren't aware of?
Absolutely. It highlighted some weaknesses that I was not aware of, mm-hmm. and I think some people will read the actual detail report and say, oh, I thought we were pretty good in that area, and they pointed out that we weren't as good as we thought. Other areas, we might have thought we were weak, they said, hey, you're pretty good there. So, all in all, it's a good report. It's something that we will utilize. We'll have this at our meetings, as we meet as the team. Like I said, everybody's going to be expected to have a piece of this that they're going to work on. Good news, huh? Next up, the facility improvement team, looking at the projects that we've had in place. If you you've been to my office, you saw the whiteboard that had the 16 projects and the status of each. We are motoring through those now. You haven't seen it, the high school lot, I just saw they did the other half of the entry tonight. They're going to work this weekend on the back parking lot. It's this weekend, we don't have, the following weekend because we got scrimmage Friday night.
They're so following that, right, the back. Top of the, where they're patching it now. Because they're patching the cracks now.
Right, they're going to seal coat over top of that, then we're going to put new striping back there. We're looking to put striping behind the junior high, so there's actually outlined parking spaces, so you're not guessing where you're going to park. So there's a lot of work to be done back there yet, but it's the easy stuff for them in their world. We just have to get the timing done. The tennis court is now the band practice field as well as event parking. We do have the tower up. We're waiting for it to dry. The paint that goes on that, and Mr. Penny's been working with Mr. Chuck Duvall on that. The paint is an oil base and it takes several days to dry and cure. So, but once it's done, it'll set really hard. So that's taking a little bit of time. If you haven't seen it, take a look at that down there. The track, Doug Champion has gotten the inside interior trimmed. If you notice before, it was not straight at all, and it was coming loose. You could actually pick up the interior side of the track. He's got that cut back. He glued it down. Our maintenance department worked over the last 2 weeks and got every bit of asphalt down around the stadium sealed. One of the biggest problems that was causing the track to fail was the asphalt around it was getting cracks, and that allowed water to come in underneath of it, and then you lose your adhesion. So now that we've sealed it, he's guaranteed it for 3 years. In 3 years, then we'll do a top coat, which a top coat puts another surface layer all the way around it. That's the big expense, but we'll plan for that. So the track is now ready and usable. There are three spots he's going to come back early in September on the visitor side that he has yet to fix, but everything else is done. So
we've got a plan in place next year when school's out to make sure that we get stuff taken care of and it's inspected and sealed.
The same guy is going to come out and inspect it every year now.
He's got a whole maintenance plan too. Yeah. It's pretty comprehensive. It's a lot of things that we can and could be doing and should be doing.
We should be edging around the track because if grass grows in underneath the rubber surface, it picks it up and then water gets underneath and it fails. So little things like that, he said that we can do, will make the track last for the 15, 20 years like it's supposed to.
There's probably damage too with some cleats at football. I mean, that probably happens on both sides, right?
There is, and it's little things. The only thing, the big thing left is striping. We're looking to see how our PI budget looks after all these projects we've been doing. We're considering doing the striping as well because he said one of the biggest problems you've got is everybody wants to start and stop at the same spots for practice and for track meets. He said, no, your practice should be starting at a different place and stopping at a different place because that's where all the deterioration happens on your track. So this company comes in and stripes a practice area, a practice lines as well as event lines. So just little things like that. They say cone off your interior track, the interior lane. Because everybody that wants to go walk or run on the track, as far as adults, they always go to the inside lane. And he said, make them go to the next lane out, and you save that lane. So just little things that will help us do. The football lights. Mr. Mason, Mr. Penny have been working with our local guy, Mr. Marshall. He's gone through. We're going to replace all the breakers down there in the box. If you've been in football games the last couple of years, the lights closest to the concession stand have failed. We recently had the light down at the far left end has failed. He's going to replace all the breakers. He's looking at some other parts we had to order in, but hopefully our lights won't go out on game night this year. Fieldhouse doors are all in. I think they look great. They're operating great. Those are only the second doors ever to put on the fieldhouse. So it was time, and I think that it's been well received by the kids. The paving out here, Excellence Drive. Again, some of the things that Alice pointed out, it's a progression. We're observing how things are going, and we're making little changes every day. Mrs. LeGault was back with the parent pickup this afternoon. Instead of having two cars at a time, we've got enough space to load up four at a time. So just that little bit cuts your time down to the parent sitting. The buses, as they pull in the afternoon, are parking side by side. Well, just getting them at the right angle each day they're learning how to do it and they're getting quicker at that. We've got to get them down there earlier. As soon as that happens, we'll be in great shape with them. But, this is our pilot phase for our traffic plan. We didn't know until, I'll be honest with you, I came back Sunday from an event I was at on Saturday, and I was scheduled to be over here at 3 o'clock, and I came around the curb just hoping and praying that it was striped. And it was, it looked beautiful, and they worked all day Saturday to get it done, but that's how close we were. So it is a pilot this week. But one thing that has worked out well, the safe zone in front of the intermediate building is now a safe zone. No traffic can get where kids are walking. So that was our number one goal. We've had parents that had to wait 15, 20 minutes to drop their kids off or pick up. And I've had to tell them, number one goal was safety, and we've got that accomplished. Now we're going to try to work to get you in and out faster. So we will continue to do that. We've got more signage coming that's going to go out there. We're also looking at, on Route 38, I still have to see if I can get anything done with the state of Ohio. The one thing that is a pressure point that we can't control is that traffic backing up on 38. I had somebody talk to me this morning about that, and I said, I can control everything on this campus. I can't do anything about that light or the lack of. And she said, can I do a petition? I said, absolutely, and send it to ODOT, because that's where the pressure needs to go at this point. That would help us tremendously, because we could actually stop traffic at a controlled light and let us flow out, and we'd get out faster, get out of the way, and nothing should back up. So that's what we're working towards. The cafeteria, if you haven't seen it, we've heard very little, which is a good thing, because that cafeteria we've heard about every single day in the last 2 years, because it was too noisy, too crowded. Our discipline was heavy-handed because the kids were driving themselves crazy and the aides that were in there, because it was just too loud. It was a miserable place to eat lunch. Now, with all the kids flowing through there, I think Mrs. Galt today said that, you know, the kids are getting better every day as far as their lines and going in and out of there. It's, you can actually have a conversation in there with another adult when the kids are in there and they're talking. So, I mean, just that little thing is a huge step for us. So, every day there have been kids out in the courtyard since last 2 days, which for the last 10 years I haven't seen kids out there other than in the heat of the summer. So it's getting utilized now. So that's a nice thing to see. One thing, the intermediate gymnasium, HVAC, the work is going on right now. They're up on the stage. They've got the curtains closed. They've got the yellow tape up. They're working up on the back of the bleachers as well, hanging the actual units in the back. That work should be done by mid-September, and we should have HVAC rolling in the intermediate gym for the first time ever. So they're doing a really good job moving quickly now. They did all the loud work prior to school starting. Now it's just hanging and installing that type of work. So that's going well. The painting of the elementary building, most of you may not even notice, but the entire elementary on the outside was painted. The trim work never matched. You had red boards, white boards, whatever, all over the place, and now it all matches. It was never painted when it was first installed, and it was supposed to be, because it just had like a light coat of paint on the front. That's why you could see the stripes and things like that. So it's been painted. That was wild. They did a great job for us. And last but not least, we did get a new van last week. We looked high and low for another van similar to the one we have. We found one that was used. That's why we did not have to bid it out. We got a great deal down in Cincinnati. Again, that was thrown out there. Mr. Penny found that for us. He looked for several days, and Sam was scrambling. Now we just have to make sure we have van drivers to drive the vans, which we got two certified last week. We've got to get the certificates, and actually they'll start working tomorrow and Thursday. So
Joe, the mechanics, actually went down to pick that up and check it out and make sure to inspect it.
Yeah, oh, good.
Very good deal there. We actually had $30,000 budgeted for the van. We spent $22,000,
which was under the bidding threshold anyway.
Yeah, so we did really well. Good shape there. That's the FIT projects. Any questions on any of those activities? The little things, the commons at the high school painted. I mean, if you think normally that's a big project, but that was just small, and we did that in-house.
I like the cafeteria. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, when I had an opportunity to go through that during the meet and greet,
yeah.
You know, and so I, w- walked in kind of loud, and I said, my daughter's name is Anna. I said, Anna, do you hear anything different? And she was like looking at me like I was crazy because it used to echo and be like really loud, and she didn't notice. And I thought that was kind of odd. But yeah, no, yeah. Why is he talking so loud? But I like the doors look really good to get to the outside courtyard there. That looked really good, and the extra room that they have for that just makes it look so much more.
One of the things you don't see is in the back, what used to be our ED classroom is now the teacher's lounge. And Mrs. McGall, Mr. Miller really got that nice, set up nice, and we've got a vanity wall so the door's open, the kids can't see the teachers in there. So it's a little self-serving because we want them to go right by the cafeteria so they'll buy something. But it also is a very nice room. And there's no, well, there are supplies in there, but they're neatly stacked. Actually, one of our high school
compliments of our high school students who are volunteering sometimes.
They are. They look nice. We walked through there.
That was the high school boys who did that.
What's
they said, how do you want them? I said, neatly on the shelves, and they do.
Uh-huh. They do.
Nice.
And last but not least, Todd pointed out the wireless project. Cody's been working hard on that. We've got the vast majority of that done.
Yeah, along with all his other beginning of school year troubleshooting that he's done, he's worked his butt off, so.
If you weren't there, Cody was voted the support staff I Make a Difference Award winner. I think he was absolutely shocked and didn't know what to say, so it was a nice moment. Andrea Smith was our teacher that was selected, so very nice moment for both of those people. The Raise the Flag campaign, we do have the list up there. We don't have to show, but it is up there. We got a nice donation from MRC Sales. The gentleman that made the donation is $2,500. He said, for $2,500, I get my own parking space. I said, no, that's the $10,000 range. He didn't want to go there. So we are at about $5,600 with actual collected revenue. We have a few pending donations still out there. My question to the board is, at this point, do you want us to continue to collect, get to the 10,000, which, you know, it might take 2 more weeks, it might take 6 more months, or do you want us to go ahead and proceed, and if we fall short of the 10,000, does the board want to cover that?
I would prefer you went ahead and continue.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the mess we got into with the state.
Nope. What I was thinking was more along the lines of the 40-60 project, which we did with the athletics and the field house, and that worked out well. And we can certainly, as we collect money, apply to it. My goal was to get things rolling so we got the flagpole out there into September, which is what I was hoping for. But again, if you want us to just continue to try to collect, we'll do that.
I like the idea. You know, we're close to that 60%, so I would say go for it. You know, I mean, if all the other projects that we're doing for the clubs have to have come up with 60% for us to cover the other 40. Well, we're almost there now, and I don't think there'll be any problem.
That may well be, Ken, but we could put up a flag, not a large flag, like we're talking. We could put up a flag for a fraction of what we're looking at for the large flag. So if it comes down to spending board money for this, I would just as soon we change the scope of the project.
So keep collecting for now, and let's revisit it in a month and see where we are.
Okay.
And see if that changes, and if it's, you know, really close, I think we could have that conversation, if that's fair.
That's fine. We'll do that. No problem.
Okay.
Okay. And last but not least, my items is the FFA rent allocation. If you recall, a few years ago, we implemented that FFA would pay rent for the farm. They paid $20,000. At that time, we said, let's just put it in PI, okay? For all of our projects we have going on. The one thing I would like the board to consider is, instead of putting that in PI, that we put it into the athletic program. Now, you say, why the athletic program? The athletic program is the core that brings the crowds in, that actually generates the money for all of our other groups, Scholastic, band, and those type of things. Athletics are the ones that are coming up short every year because they're not getting all the revenues from those events, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But we do have a revenue source here that would ensure that our athletic program would have a steady source of income. They'd also work any other event that band or scholastics do not want to work. Okay? And that's kind of the game plan they have right now. But they're still on the outside looking in for the major revenue items, okay? That being the Friday night football games. So this would allow the athletic department to know each year they're going to start with, okay, $20,000 from the rent of the farm, and then they're going to collect everything they can on top of that. So my recommendation is that we go this route so the athletic fund has a known steady income. So we don't end up having to go out and beg, borrow, and steal, plead, whatever from all of our community members. And that's, if you remember, we had some of those discussions when we first put this in place. What were we going to do with this $20,000? And we said at that point, let's just put it in PI. But I think now, PI, so we have the money we need to make the changes and implement the projects that we have, I think the $20,000 would be better suited for our athletic program at this point.
Because you're just moving money from somewhere else anyways to the athletic fund.
That's correct. We're out there borrowing and begging to end up at the end of the year. We want $20,000.
We don't move any internal.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're not, the general fund's not giving
No.
It's all
donation.
Actually,
right?
Mr. Mason going out and finding folks that'll donate to cover things. I'd rather we have a plan in place for the projects that we want to get completed and go to those folks and say, you know,
right,
we want to do this, get $50,000 instead, I need five or I need six. Let's have a plan in place because folks are more apt to give you a donation if they can see your plan. Instead of just covering our shortfalls.
On that note, though, shouldn't we be able to see a plan as to how he's not going to go over budget? If we're starting with this, we should see a yearly budget as far as what you plan on spending.
And that's what I feel about, you know. I haven't been happy with what we've seen so far on, you know, we keep coming up short and we keep giving money to cover the balance.
I personally don't make problems making this change.
I don't want to make that change until I see a plan.
But I want to see a plan on how he's going to stay within
and
that budget.
I don't say we change it until we
I do want to clarify, though. General fund has not been covering athletic fund.
Right.
The last time that was done was 4 years ago. So that what is covering general fund is Mr. Mason going out and finding donors to cover it. So that's
right.
The flip side of that to your question is about the budget. And Mr. Mason is working with Dr. Unger now on the budget. And I'll give you an example. Just the other day, we had $7,000 budgeted for paint for the football field. That sounds nice, but do we need that much paint for end zones and things like that? So they're working on whittling that back down because we have to stay within our budget. And it starts with football because it's the first program.
Yeah. And real quick, Mr. Mason, he, in the athletic department, they do have a budget that has been submitted by him, reviewed by us, sent back to him that he's operating under for this year as far as the budget goes. And as far as revenue goes, that goes for all the administrators. They will be submitting their estimated revenue to me. So we will have the expenditure side and the revenue side. I'd be more than happy to provide you guys.
Well, but I want to correct Tim on something because the last couple meetings we had, if it wasn't for a good donation we got, we had covered because we had a shortfall in the athletics.
Right.
So yes, that is true. We keep coming up every year. We've been lucking out on it. I want to see the plan before we allocate that money on how it's going to be
That's
spent
fair.
And what
I,
we're going to do with it.
I would like to see something more equitable just to say went up $20,000 in athletics and now this.
Because it might have been 4 years since the general fund had to cover that, but it's just like we know, it's always brought up, it's always talked about, and if it hadn't been for that last donation, we'd come up short. Would we have not have?
Oh, of course. I'd like to see something more equitable. I mean, you're going to give it all to the athletic program, and I understand what you're saying, Tim, that it brings in the...
Right, it's the draw. But we got to be careful about that, because the second we say that, then those concessions need to be divvied up as well. If you're going to divide
This was put on the table meetings ago about divvying up the concessions.
Yeah.
And I believe that if athletics comes up short, we're going to go right back to that discussion, divvying up concessions. And I'm sorry, Tim, this is where it's going to go, because everything we talk about goes right back to athletics. Okay, when we're talking about, you know, you have a band out there that's the poor child in the school that, you know, they scratch to get by. And then just to say, give the whole 20,000 to one.
I'm an advocate for the $20,000 and the concessions goes into one pot and we split it, and everybody works it equally. That's what I've been an advocate for. I would love to do that. So if that's where we want to head to.
It makes it more equitable.
Right. I'm fine with that. If you'd like, Mr. Mason and myself, we're happy to meet with the other folks from the band.
I think be the wise thing to do.
Yeah. It hasn't been received very well at this point. In fact, they want their concessions. They know it's a guaranteed Friday night, and that's okay. We're happy to work with them, but that's why I'm to this point with you.
And I can see where they're at now. They want their concessions, but when we're talking, we have a pot of money of $20,000, and you can share in that and divvy up the concessions, I think you'd have a different outlook from those other groups.
Okay. We'll talk with them. We'll come back next month. And
I mean, I'm not going to speak for the athletic boosters, Scholastic boosters. Right. They can speak for themselves, but I think they ought to have a voice.
They have had, and I don't want to sound like they have not been talked to, because they have. And we will follow up again with them, and then we'll come back and report out to you. And hopefully we can come back with them and say, they agree with us. Let's split it all. So, very good. What else? You know what we got to do, Matt?
That's still not given, though.
No, I agree.
Right.
What you're looking for is a plan for all of us.
Because, you know, we still have other things outside of athletics that need to be paid for as well.
Right. Yeah, I just hate to, I do hate to hear that, you know, athletics does need an operating plan. I mean, they need funds, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have an athletics department that's not, doesn't have any funds that you have to fundraise every single dollar. I mean,
sounds good. Okay, that's what we'll do there. That concludes my report.
Okay. All right, we will move on to unfinished business. There is none. And on to new business.
Madam President, on recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ the following on a one-year contract to be made in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year. Looks like about half a dozen teachers on the list there.
Second.
Discussion?
One I'll point out, Colleen Bennett, she has not started work yet, correct? Right.
That's the out-of-state one.
Right, and we will have her information at that point in time.
Okay. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent the board employ the following student workers as needed beginning August 3rd, 2015 through August 21st, 2015 as needed. Workers to be paid as at student rate of $9 an hour. There's about five up there.
Second.
Discussion.
We had, in the last 3 weeks, several of our maintenance workers had parents actually had passed away, so they were gone, and we were scrambling to find basic group labor just to get things done. And Mr. Mason was able to find these high school boys and brought them in, so he got sent.
I'm all for this. When I was at school, I was one of these high school boys painting the school, so I think it's a great thing.
The one thing I will say about these boys, they all worked. I mean, they were perfect gentlemen.
Good.
They did everything you'd expect and was liked out of our high school boys, so it was great. So kudos for that.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation superintendent the board accept with regret the following resignations as listed.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Just to let you know, Mrs. Reinschild, she's taking a position at London. Mrs. Regal, I was told, has other opportunities. Mrs. Coyle just left employment. Mrs. Landrum has another job. Mrs. Levy is working with ECOT, so she can be with her son more at home. Mrs. House took a position with London. Christine Flynn took a position with Tecumseh. And Chris Laszlo took a director position for Fairfield County ESC. So just to let you know that.
Okay, thank you. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board adopt a Section 125 flexible fringe benefits plan for the employees of Madison Plains Local Schools to be effective on September 1st, 2015.
Second. Discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to explain that real quick. We're required to adopt a 125 plan if we want to offer our benefits to be withheld pre-tax. So that's our health insurance, dental insurance, vision, those items. We have had a plan adopted in the past, and we just don't know when the date was. And that's not very that's not that uncommon, because a lot of times those plans have been in place for a long time. What made us have to adopt it now is because we're working with American Fidelity. They're our Section 125 plan administrator, and they need to have a date to put into their system to say, this is when your plan's effective. So from now on, we'll know we have a date effective 9-1 of 2015 for our 125 plan administration. So that's why it's being approved tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is where they can put in extra money for prescriptions or for eyeglasses or whatever that's tax-free.
This covers a couple things. One, the 125 plan specifically allows you to deduct your withhold your health insurance and other insurances pre-tax, so you're not taxed on that $100 a month that you're paying for health insurance or whatever it may be. The other thing that it does is it allows us to offer a flexible spending plan. That's what you're referring to. Anybody that takes the health insurance with the district, the board provides $325 towards their flexible spending, towards a flexible spending plan. And they can contribute up to $2,500 towards that plan also. And that's all pre-tax money available to pay co-pays, prescription co-pays, Band-Aids, and any number of things you can think of. So it actually helps to offset that amount that they're paying that the district doesn't cover. So if the high deductible plan that the board pays $4,000 or $4,500 of, we also offer $325 through the FSA. So then there's only $175 then left over, and a lot of that is saved on being able to withhold that at a pre-tax basis, so your gross wages aren't taxed quite as high. So it allows us to do that, and so they will be administering that for us now. We used to have Ameriflex, was the administrator for the FSA, the Flexible Spending Plan, and we paid a monthly administrative fee that to the tune of about $10,000 a year for Ameriflex to administer that plan. American Fidelity is going to do that for us for free. So there's a big savings there to the district.
Nice.
They're also the ones American Fidelity that donated $500 towards the Raise the Flag campaign. So
nice.
It's been really great to work with them so far. Not going to toot their horn too much because it is just the first time we've worked with them, but they've been great to work with.
Good. Any questions? Discussion? Okay, call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Budd?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the resignation of Carrie Mason as varsity assistant volleyball coach effective August 3rd, 2015.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Abstain.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0, one abstain.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year. Carrie Mason is varsity volleyball coach, and Bridget Shoemaker as boys varsity cross country coach.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Abstain.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0 with one abstain.
Madam President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following following athletic or academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year. And there's a lot.
As listed.
They're there.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Discussion?
We have more to come. We have more department head positions like that from the K-5. We'll be getting this.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board approve the 2015-2016 school year school fees as follows: $70 for grades 7 through 12 and $45 grades K through 6.
Discussion? Oh, second. Sorry. Discussion? I knew what I was trying to say. I did.
Just to point out, the 70 is an increase from 55 what we had before. And if you remember, that was an educated guess on Mr. Clark's part as the principal up there. It did fall short. It's now 70. $5 of that we're going to allocate toward the iPad program to make sure that we maintain our iPads. We're no longer charging an insurance fee, which was significant both to the 7th and 8th grade as well as the high school kids that had those. So that's why it's going to $70.
And the K through 6 is staying the same?
Yes.
Okay. Is that high enough? I mean, does that cover?
It's never been high enough.
Okay.
Not I've been here.
Okay.
So instead of charging insurance to the kids that are using the iPad, we're going to spread that out over all the kids.
We're not having a one-to-one program any longer. It's all checkout. So all the kids are paying for the maintenance of those iPads because they can check them out and pay them all.
It's like a library.
Yeah.
The what I was looking at it as.
That's what that's.
Okay.
$5.
Any additional discussion? Roll call, roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Before we go to the next one, we have a handout of the negotiated contract. The one that you have online is not correct in section 3302. Under Article 33, Salary Schedule Review. So you'll have to use your hard copy, okay, for voting tonight. Okay.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation, Superintendent, the Board approve the master agreement between the Ohio Association of Public School Employees and the Madison Plains Board of Education as presented. The agreement period is July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2018.
Second.
Discussion?
This agreement, as far as the significant dollars, that being the base and the insurance, mirrors the teachers, it mirrors the exempt employees, it mirrors the administration. The change was the draft I had 222, it's 122 in here, and that's why you got the hard copy tonight. Again, I'd like to thank Jennifer and her team for working with us this year. We spent a lot of quality time in this room as well with Stormy and her crew, so we are now complete for another 3 years.
Good. Thank you. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0 with 1 abstain.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board approve a service agreement between the Madison County Board of Developmental Disabilities and the Madison Plains Board of Education for the 2015-2016 school year as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
This agreement is due to the fact that we have a one-on-one aid that we're working to have through them. So we have to have an agreement. That's why you have it now.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the Superintendent and the Board approve the following donations. Quite a few large ones there.
I'll I'll second that.
Discussion? Thank you for all the donations. Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. We have a new business. There's no new agenda items. So we will make a motion to enter into executive session at 7:56 p.m. for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Under Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll.
Is this for you?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5.
Okay, we will be taking no further action in executive session. Thank you for joining us this evening. You sure you don't want 13, 14?
I'm not sure.
Are you sure? That means you go back in time.
No.
She missed it. Yeah, a lot of fun. I made her come with me.
I do.
You abstained?
They did.
Yes. For any reason?
Because I'm a volunteer assistant.
Oh, that's good enough.
I just abstained because
that's right.
I don't want anybody to think that I have anything to do with
it. You abstained. You want all
I've had a date. No, I just need something to do.
I got to stay away from random stuff. That's the
Since you're up over there, would you take that over? Thank you.
Don't
try to knock your name tag off the...
No, it wasn't yet. I'll sweet your milk. Does it? Does it mean it? Yeah, well, good.
You know what? No, that's all right. When you're not sure, then that's you take caution, right? Right. Anytime there's any kind of what? You guys need to get that cleaner, Todd.
I'm joking.
Stop this.